Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw.
Welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they'd just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
And welcome, everybody, to Psychic Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I want to thank you, everybody, for calling in today. Remember that we can only take a certain amount of calls. So when we can't possibly get to you tonight, you have two options. You can join us next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or you can go to psychicsherry.org, and that's Sherry spelled S-H-A-R-I.org. Now, we do want to say this Psychic Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And moving forward, this is kind of how the show is going to roll. So I will call when I click you onto the line. I'll call out your area code. Say, for example, 317. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather. Now, what that's going to do is going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and bring you whatever reading spirit has for you today. So, with that being said, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Hello. We're sick. Yeah. I got that cool deep
nice.
Down soul voice going on.
You do.
It'd be like very well.
I love your voice. You're really good, like a good DJ.
Thank you. Ha.
So. It's so funny that you did that because this last week, I know I don't sound that good on the radio. I try, but it's just not my bag. So I've been listening to, how to do, not really platform work, but, public speaking. I've been listening
right.
to a couple of YouTube videos on public speaking. And it sounds really easy when they're doing it, but for me to do it, I can do it a little bit more just like with me and you, but when I do my readings, I'm in my head, not in my analytical mind, but I'm somewhere else. So I
right.
will say things and it's kind of like fillers and I don't even realize I'm doing it because
right.
I'm trying to understand what spirit downloads in my head. And I need a minute to try to decipher it because they drop it all in at once. So,
mm-hmm.
Things just come out. And so I'm trying to be more conscious of how I sound on the radio.
Well,
but
don't get into your head.
Flip back in.
Right. Don't get into your head too much with that. You know, basically radio is just talking, you know, and it's just, I've never really had problems talking in front of people. Or like getting up
I
on
have.
A platform and talking, it doesn't
I
bother
have.
Me at all. And, you know, especially, I mean, if I've got, you know, talking about a specific item, you know, paranormal wise or whatever, yeah, it doesn't bother me at all. Or even getting on the radio platform and doing it. Like when I first started doing this, I used to get nervous like an hour before the show. It's like, oh my God, I don't want to do this. I got to the bathroom.
Are you there, Greg?
Yes.
I think we've lost there. Yeah, you're coming in and out. I know we had talked before the show that your internet connection was crazy because you did sound a little, yeah, you're kind of coming in and out. Are you there? Hello? Can you hear me?
I don't know. Where are you?
There you go. Now I hear you.
I can hear you. Yeah. So I tell you what, let's hurry up and get into these calls just in case something happens.
Okay. Okay.
All right, we'll
do
that. All right. Area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh, hey, my name is Tim, calling from New York, and it's a great day, starting to rain, thunderstorms. And I'm waiting for spring to really spring in New York City. Hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Hi, Tim. I'm in your energy field, and what your team is showing me is they show me your not only your physical body, but they're showing me your aura, and it's like a lot of rain. A lot of sadness is going down into Mother Earth, and what I'm picking up from this is you're starting to release a lot of emotions, not only from now, but through your past timelines that no longer serve you. They also show me a book for you. I don't know if you read, but they're showing me a book that's going to be very beneficial for you. It may not be a hardback book. It may just be, it could even be online. Something that you read, it's going to be very beneficial for you. And it may just be a couple of sentences that are in this book that are going to give you an aha moment and make things click for you. It's almost as if you're going to find a couple of pieces of this puzzle that you've been missing. We love when you're outside. And the minute I said we love when you're outside, they showed me a raccoon. And with a raccoon, as we know, they have... Oh, it looks like they're wearing a mask. And they said, this mask with you is getting ready to come off. And what this tells me is that you're going to get ready to express the way that you feel, even if the other person, you may think it might hurt their feelings, but you're going to express how you feel. And when you do that, it will open up the communication channels. Are you in a relationship? Because I feel the communication is a little stagnant. It's a little blocked. Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am. I'm a talker, and she is a more of I pull out my soul, and she just sits there and says, oh, okay.
Okay, well, don't be surprised if... Okay, how we brought up when you read something and it's a couple of sentences that all of a sudden it just jumps out to you and it's an epiphany. It's almost like a slap in the face. It's an aha moment for you. This is what you're going to do with your significant other. It's only going to be a two-liner, two sentences, something that you're going to say that's going to really drop down into the core of her. It's going to awaken something that has been dormant. It's going to awaken something that's been asleep. It's going to open up her communication channels. Now, I'm asking my team, what is it? And they said, we're not going to cheat you of the journey. This is your journey. You're going to figure it out. So this is something that's coming up for you. So there's nothing that you have to do to force it, because it's already in the works. This is the potential timeline that we see for you. Something else they're showing me is they show me you walking down. I'm asking them, what are you doing? It's, I don't know if you pick up rocks. Do you ever walk outside and bend down and pick up? It's not shells. It seems like rocks. You can feel the energy of Mother Earth very strongly, more so than most people. And they show me you picking up a rock, and you can feel the energy. You can feel the energy of things that you touch, because they show me the light that comes out of your hands, and it's very healing, but it's vice versa. You can send the energy out of your hands, but you can also pick up the energy back in from material things. Are you some sort of a healer? Do you do healing work at all?
I don't, but I have a Reiki attunement coming up, and I'm told that that might awaken some of those dormant abilities.
Yes, thank you. That's perfect. At the minute you said that, they threw me into your hands, and they show me symbols that come on your hands. Once these symbols, when you get an attunement, They may draw a symbol on your hand. It feels as if one of them is a pyramid, a triangle. They like pyramid better. They draw the symbol on your hand. The minute they do that, it will activate the chakras in your hands. And in turn, they said, once the chakras in your hands are opened and activated, the third eye also and the pineal gland also will become activated. It's a thank you, Irene. That's awesome. There's our triangle. There's our tripod. If you look at the top of the pyramid, that is your third eye. If you hold your hands out to the side of you, those are your hand chakras. You take your hand chakras, you draw a line out, and you go up to your third eye and the pineal gland. That is what's going to be activated. When you do that, you will have visions of your mastery of a past life. Once you do that, you will be able to tap into things that you are not able to in this life. And when you do that, this is where the words of wisdom are going to come through to your significant other that will tap into her and awaken the dormancy in her. Okay, does that make sense?
That makes sense, yes.
Okay. So, with that being said, Tim, I'm glad you called in, and I like to kind of keep these at about a five-minute reading, so I appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to move on to my next caller.
I appreciate it. Thank you much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. You guys can always go over to psychicsherry.org, and Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I.org, and you can get a full read right there on her landing page. You can book it, pay for it, everything right there. So go over and take that, take a look at that website. We're going to go on to our next caller, area code 604. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little
bit
about your weather.
Thank you so much. I'm Charlene, and the weather here at the moment is cloudy and cool. I'm in British Columbia in Canada.
Okay. Hi, Charlene. I'm just scanning your energetic field here just a bit.
Okay. Do you want some more information?
Can you talk to me just a little bit more? You do hold your energy very close.
All right. Sorry. Yes. All right. I am.
No. Nothing to be sorry about. That's the way you roll. I carry my energy very close as well.
Yes. I am in British Columbia in Canada. And the weather here right now, we've moved into spring, of course. My yard is full of greenery. It's lush. Mowed the lawn yesterday, and it'll be needing a mowing by Tuesday. So it's moving. It's growing
rapidly.
Okay,
that's all I need.
All right.
I'm in your energetic field. The minute you said that, okay, we love. They took me back to a little tiny girl who talked to the fairies and the elementals and the gnomes. When you said we love the springtime, you love being outside, you love the green grass. The greener your grass is, the better you like it. We love the way that you can talk to the fairies and the elementals. They take me all the way back to a little girl who was 4 years old who could do this. Now, I don't know if you remember that or not. Some of this had to be brushed under the rug because as you grew up, this connection to the fairies and the gnomes and the elementals kind of diminished. And that happens to a lot of us. It happened to me as well. But there's something about when you're outside, especially barefoot, to where you can really connect with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is calling you right now. Mother Earth is calling upon you because she wants to help you to transmute some of the emotional trauma that the scatteredness that is within your energetic field. Now, some of this scatteredness is not all yours. We don't know if you do any sort of energetic work because we would suggest that you do. Because when I scan your aura, the back of your aura, there's a lot of tears in it, and it's nothing to be scared of, but your energy is seeping out. Do you find yourself being tired for no reason at all when you've had a good 8 hours of sleep?
on those rare times when I get those 8 hours of sleep. Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is happening is you're not sealing your aura. So it's very simple. Throw your feet into Mother Earth. Envision that you're inside of an egg, period. That's your energetic field. Carry it in there. Seal it up. You're seeping out of your back. I don't know if you have back issues around the neck or the back of the spine. That's where you're leaking your energy. That's where you're picking up on other people's energy as well. You're what we call an empath. You're a good listener. People like to come to you. And when they do that, they don't even know that they're sucking your energy from you, but they are. Let's see what else we have here. When I get into your energetic field, I want to say the word stillness. And when I say stillness, your guides are saying, look up as if you were looking into a blue sky. The feeling that you get when you're outside and you feel like you don't have a care in the world and it's a blue sky and you're like, oh, I love it. That's the vibration that they want you to tap into. Do you find yourself getting pulled into other people's drama? Not so much drama. I don't feel like there's a lot of drama around you, but I feel that you have concerns about either family members. Is there illness in the family?
Not illness, healing. I'll use the word healing transpiring. There's healing transpiring.
For family members?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when I get into the energetic field of you, I feel the concern.
That's true.
For these. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You were a master healer in your last life. I do not know. Well, they tell me you do radiate healing. This is so cool. Normally, because I'm a Reiki master, when I see healers that come, when I get scan their energetic field, they show me their hands light up. They're not showing me your hands light up. What they're showing me with you is your entire aura lights up. You radiate healing outside of, it's almost like it seeps out of your pores. It's healing that came from a past life. And it just, everybody wants to be around you because you're very considerate with your words. You're very considerate. You're very conscious of how you make another person feel. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And I almost want to cry when I get into your energy because I'm touching a part of your heart that you know that it's just beautiful. I want to say touched by an angel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Doesn't that makes me want to cry. Doesn't it make you want to cry when I say touched by an angel?
It's humbling. Yes.
It's so true. You work with the angels, and it just radiates outside of your aura this beautiful, healing energy, and a lot of times you don't even make the conscious effort of doing it. That's the beauty of it. When I see the energy come out of people's hands, they're making it happen. You don't even have to make it happen because you're in the core of you. This is beautiful, Irene. Irene's my guide. In the core of you, I see this. It's like a cylinder of white light that goes down the entire center of you. That is pure. It's like an angelic. It's pure. I don't know as if I've seen that. I don't know as if I've ever. I've been doing readings 10 years. I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Well,
and
certainly not like other people. I know that.
No, you are not. I'm asking
like
my guide. Is she?
Sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was just saying, I liken myself to Forrest Gump. I'm not sure the right wording for it. I use the word pollinate. I activate.
You do. I'm asking my team, it almost feels like that this is crazy. It feels to me that your ancestors are angels.
Oh.
I'm getting cold chills everywhere. I've never seen this before in the 10 years I've been reading. I go back to the ancestral line. When I go back through your ancestral line, I see angels. That's where the beautiful cylinder of white light comes. So you it seeps out of your pores and all of your aura. So you help so many people. And not only do you help humans, you help animals. You help dogs and cats, and you even help the birds and the fairies and the gnomes and the elementals, whether you know it or not. So you just, what I don't know what you're doing, but your team says you keep doing what you're doing because it is a beautiful thing. So I wish I had more time with you because, wow, I love being in your energy. I don't want to come out of your energy. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. As I said, I'm living on a little piece of heaven. It helps me heal my human part of me. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Well, I'm glad I did, and I'm going to go seek you out. So thank you, Sherry. I want to say Shari.
You're welcome.
Spelling. Thank you both.
I know. Everybody can call me Shari because it's the A. That's cool. Shari, Sherry. It's fine.
And incidentally, you speak brilliantly. I'm not sure why you're criticizing you, but your speech is beautiful.
Aw.
It's true.
So much.
True. I'm hearing what's the word for it? Breakages or impurities or anything in your throat chakra is great. You're doing really well.
Oh, that means so much to me. Thank you, truly. Wow,
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now so other people can listen, but I'm going to go back and hear this, and I will be reaching out to you. I am Charlene, as I said.
Okay,
all
well,
right.
Thank you, Charlene.
You have a great night. Bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, if you're digging what you're hearing, remember you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's Sherry spelled Shari.org. We're going to move on to our next caller with this area code 478. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, this is Patricia from Georgia. It's hot, muggy, dry, and draining.
Did you say you're in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I like to write down the area code. Okay, so we're just scanning your energy field here just a bit, and wow. Whew. The minute I scan your energetic field, I'm very drawn into a man's energy around you. It feels as if it's a father energy. And I'm going down your father's ancestral line. And when I do that, I love home cooking. I love getting down to just living and just doing the best you can do. Is your father here or is he on the other side?
No, he actually just moved in with me at Christmas time.
Okay.
He was six, so yeah.
What is your father's first name? Because you see, I'm not saying he's crossing over. I can't tell if people are dead or alive, to be honest, because I don't see the body. I feel the energy. What's your daddy's first name?
Willie.
Okay. Willie's letting me in his energetic field, and I must say that he's funny.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, he's funny because the minute, and I'm not invading his privacy, he lets me into his, he lets me in there. And he's showing me like little fleas on him, and he says, little tiny things bugging. He's kind of like picking little things up. He's just kind of funny, but in a good way. And he's so grateful for you. He takes me way back to when you were a little girl, and you were so conscious of trying to comfort other people. There's a part of you that you almost incarnated into this earth plane as being we're going to call it a nurse in air quotes, or taking care of others. There's something about you that you love to take care of others. It makes your soul sing. And I got cold chills down my arm. It doesn't matter whether you do or not, because what they tell me is that you love to take care of other people, and they want me to tell you that in turn, that when you get older, that you will have, you will never be alone. You will always have someone that will take care of you. I don't know if you've ever worried about that before, but they said that you will have other people that will take care of you. Do you have a son?
I have a daughter.
I'm drawn to a son's energy.
But I did have a child. I was pregnant twice, but I only had one.
Okay, because I'm drawn into a son's energy here. Okay, so we're just, they're just, that's okay. Okay. All right. With that, we're just going to tap into that very quickly. With that son's energy, mm-hmm. He shows me the word forgiveness above his head. Okay. So then getting back to your father, we love that. We love when you cook. You're going to start to experiment with different ways to cook and maybe cook a little bit healthier. Your body
yes.
is going to start to vibrate at a different, your body's going to start to vibrate at a different frequency. So some of the lower density foods that you used to eat, it's not going to taste good to you. You're going to start to cook a little more healthy. And we love your hands. Your hands like to be busy. They like to be chopping up onions, carrots. They like to be busy, busy, busy. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does. I started cooking healthy about 3 weeks ago and not eat the foods that I used to eat because I was still eating like a teenager. So, yeah.
Perfect. And your daddy likes to eat a little healthier, too. You will find
yes,
the
I
more
do
healthy
it for both
you
of
eat.
Us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who likes lemonade? We love lemonade for you. And for Daddy, there's something about the lemon. We're not talking about the country time, the sugar lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about putting real lemons in water.
Yeah, I put it in my water.
Perfect, because that is clear. That's cleansing your liver, because your liver's
mm-hmm.
got a lot of toxins in it. I'm no doctor,
okay.
but this is what your team
mm-hmm.
tells me. And the
yeah.
more that you do that, the better that you will feel, and the more the heightened intuition that you will have. Okay.
Okay.
And you will start to know things that people are thinking or feeling, not so much thinking, because we still do feel the calcification of the pineal gland and the third eye, but we do feel the opening in the gut. And through this gut vibration is where you are going to pick up on how the energy of other people is going to be very beneficial for you in a lot of ways. If you go to someone to maybe get a car loan or something of this nature, if it doesn't feel good, like something feels off, don't figure it out in your head. Skedaddle. Go somewhere else.
Okay. I will.
Pay attention to your gut feeling, because you're very intuitive and you're going to be presented with a lot of different opportunities that are going to test you to see if you trust yourself with your your gut feeling, okay?
Okay.
So with that being said, I wish we had a little bit more time with you, but we're going to have
to
skedaddle on to our
Thank
next
you.
Caller. You're welcome.
All right, you have a great night. Bye now. All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yes,
Sherry?
I can hear you. Perfect.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was worried there for a second.
Can you hear
I've disconnected. You're right. I've disconnected a couple times and gotten back in. So we're going to move on to our next caller. I know it's kind of nerve-wracking. But our next caller is area code 310. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, Sherry. My name is Brittany, and I'm calling from Los Angeles. And the weather out here is not the normal weather that you would have around this time of year, but it's still beautiful outside. It's like close to like 73 degrees. I love it.
Okay. Hi, Brittany. I'm scanning your energetic field. And the minute you said it's not what it normally is, your team says you better get used to things that aren't normal, because this whole year for you is going to be really fun and adventurous, because you've been wanting a little bit more adventure. I don't know if you've been in some sort of a rut, but this next year is going to be very spontaneous for you. You may have a friend call you up and say, oh, I got tickets to this, come tonight. And you're like, okay, make room for the spontaneous. I don't even know the word, Irene. I should have paid more attention in school. Yes, thank you. That's a big word, and I love it. So pay attention to that, because that's what's going to happen for you. And there's going to be a lot of that, and it's going to be fun. You're going to start to feel like your life is a party. Somewhere down your timeline, they take me back to in grade school somehow, 8th grade, 9th grade, 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere where you missed out on a party, somewhere where you missed out on a prom or some kind of a party. You felt like it just didn't feel right. It wasn't fun.
Oh.
But they said, this is going to be your party. You're, I don't want to say the prom queen, but you're here. This is your party. I'm getting cold chills everywhere, and that tells me the angels are working with you. What the angels are doing, I love it. It's like they're intertwining. They take a bunch of threads, and they're intertwining things, and all of a sudden it's this beautiful tapestry that they show me. There's a lot of events that are going to have to take place that your angels and your guides and your team is doing. So they said, hang on now, because it takes some doing what they're doing. And it's going it's going to be beautiful. You're getting ready to enter probably one of the best timelines of your life so far.
Wow. That's exciting.
And yes, we think so too. And it's just a beautiful series of events that happen. And it's one, it's like a domino effect. One happens, then another. It's almost like, thank you, Irene. One thing they're saying is don't get scared. When things start to go good for you, there's a part of you that you think, oh my God, life is going so good. Something bad's going to happen. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop. They don't want you to get into that.
Okay.
They want you to go with the momentum and just keep feeling it, because it's going to keep coming. It doesn't mean the shoe's going to drop.
Wow.
Is any of this making sense to you?
Yeah, it is, because I've been doing a lot of work for so many years and manifesting and visioning, and it just seems like what you're telling me is everything's going to just start coming together and just like showing up.
Right. It's like a boil that's been festering and festering through all these years, and all of a sudden it's like a volcano that's getting ready to explode. And when it does, it's going to be this beautiful fireworks. It's going to be everything and more, your team says. Everything and more that you have thought of. So don't put a cap on it. You don't try to tell spirit what you want, because when you do that, you're going to cheat yourself. Tell them how you want to feel.
Okay.
And wowee, when we say that, it takes it from a notch 3 to a 10. Tell them how you want to feel.
Okay.
Now, they show me, they just use symbol. I get messages in all different ways. They're showing me like a runner who's just almost getting ready to go through the finish line. I feel like you've ran a 26 mile marathon, and you're like, oh my God, there's the finish line. They show me you're actually going to get through the finish line.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah. So good for you. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to manifest. And in the meantime, they say stay grounded. And we would suggest one thing. Pull your aura down below your feet. Do you know what an aura is?
Yes, I do.
You do tend to go up and out of your body, which tells me that you're worried about the future. So with your intention, pull that aura back down and just say, go down 3 feet below my feet. And that will give you a sense of grounding. One other thing that we would like to suggest is to, in a sound, people get so sick of me, oh, look at a tree, look at a tree. No, when you look, we would like for you to look at a tree, but we don't want you just to look at a tree. We want you to feel like what it's like to be a tree.
Okay.
Now, that takes it to a whole different level. We can look at a tree, oh, it's pretty. But if we throw our energy inside of the tree and feel the stillness, that's what will ground you. Okay, that's the part. That's why your head feels crazy, because your thoughts are a little bit scattered.
Right.
There's a book inside of you that wants to be written on paper.
Yes. You're so right. Oh, my gosh, you're so right.
And it will never manifest until you learn how to ground and tap into the stillness.
Okay.
Once you do that, once you figure out how to ground and tap into the stillness, you ain't going to do it one time. It's a practice.
Yes.
Okay? Once you do that,
I know.
On a full moon will be the best time when you can sit down and let these words flow out into the pen on the paper. This is where your little book is going to come from. So don't sit down and think you're going to write a whole book. Sit down and just start writing. And they said it will come sentence by sentence, chapter by chapter. And before you know it, you'll be like, oh, my God, I got a whole book. This is crazy. And there's a lot of people that's going to want to read it because it's going to help a lot of people.
Really? That's cool. Okay.
Have you been thinking about writing a book?
Absolutely, yes. I have so much, like, wisdom that comes to me, and I don't know where it comes from, but I feel like it's, like, something saying something, and I need to get it out of me.
Yeah, when you say it's something telling me something, that something is your spirit team, and you can't figure out what it is because you're not grounded.
Okay.
When you get grounded and go into the stillness, that's where the clarity is going to come from.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. I needed this message so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. And if you'd like a further read, you can go to my website, psychicsherry.org, and book a read, and who knows what I'll talk about, you know?
I know.
I don't know what I'm going to say when people come to me regularly. It doesn't piggyback. We go everywhere. It just depends on where you're at. That's where we tap in, and we go to what you need right then.
You're the best. I'm definitely going to reach out to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. You have a good rest of your evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Sherry said to go over to psychicsherry.org, SHARI.org. Book a read right there on her page, and you can get into a more in-depth reading from Spirit from Sherry right there on that landing page. So we're going to go to our next caller, area code 512. What's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Oh. Okay, my name is Dionysus, and I am in Austin, Texas, and it is strangely rainy yet.
Okay, hi, I am just scanning your energetic field here just a bit, and we love the rain for you. There seems to be, as I scan your energetic field, some sadness that is coming up. It's kind of purging. It's so funny. They show me the Beverly Hillbillies. I don't know if you've ever watched that show where the oil is coming up from the ground.
Excuse me. I'm getting off.
And this is what they're...
I'm listening. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. They're just showing me the bubbling up, and this is what is happening with your emotions. Things are starting to come up. You're an empath. You pick up on a lot of other people's energy. I don't think you realize it.
Actually, I am extremely aware of it.
Okay, perfect. Because we see some anger that you're picking up from people. It may have been today or yesterday. Are you a medium? Do you talk to people, spirits?
That's so interesting that you say this. Look at you validating your sensitivity. I wouldn't use the term medium, but I definitely have, you know, had some amazing spiritual and mediumistic experiences. So, yes.
Okay. Yes. So the reason we brought that up is your team says we'd like to work on that with you. They want you to pay attention. Everybody picked up on spirits coming into them in different ways. And they said with you, I don't know if you're going to start to feel cold or you can pick up on the cues of when your energetic body around you feels different. And when it does, they said the minute it does, throw it out to the universe and say, who is around me right now? And the minute you say that, the first person that comes into your imagery, into your image, the first person you think of, that is who is around you. And it's a funny thing. Thank you, Irene. This is so cool. Wow. I don't think I've ever had this. I don't know if you've followed me before, because did you hear me say, I can't tell the difference between somebody who's dead or alive?
No, but what's funny is I feel the same way, like you, energetically speaking. The only
right.
difference is that spiritual energy, it seems more clear and, you know, vivid than the energy of a person that's alive. But yeah, that makes sense. And I didn't hear you say that. I haven't followed you yet, but, you know, I will.
Okay. So one thing that they're saying is when you feel something is, when you feel that the energy around you is shifting somehow, you may feel hot, you may feel cold, you may feel anxious, but you know it's not your energy because you're very good at, you know what your energy feels like. So when you do
yep.
that, say, who's around me? If it's somebody who's crossed over, then say, come and talk to me. What do you want to talk to me about? But you also are able to pick up on people who are alive. So let's say you're picking up on a friend of yours and you're like, oh, what is your energy doing here? It's because they are in need somehow of your advice.
Yep.
Okay. So this
yeah.
is, and I love that. It's so cool. I don't think I've ever, it's so funny. I keep thinking, I don't know, my team is great. I say, bring me in something different. And wow, I've never, even though I can do it, I've never articulated it. I've never talked to it about how other people can do it. So it's kind of cool to me how your team is working with me. It's just wonderful. You intertwine with other people, whether you know it or not. It's a funny thing. You see, I think I'm giving you a read, but in a way you're giving me a read with your energy. Isn't that cool?
I see what you're referring to. Yes, that's really interesting. I think that's interesting to see how you work, too. You know, that's really cool. And just so, for some validation, I actually used to have a radio show when I was 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I would interview celebrity psychics and authors and astrologers. And it was because the reason I created the show was, and I'm not going to mention it here, but the reason I created it is because mm-hmm. I was always a really sensitive child. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would see a homeless person and I would just start crying, or I would see a kid who was perfectly healthy and then just burst out into tears, and my mom would be like, what's going on? And I would feel like that child, you know, might have gotten a terminal illness or something, you know. And so, yeah, my feelings have ruined my entire life. But it's funny, when it comes to spiritual beings, every single time I sense a spiritual being, my sign is actually the strongest feeling of crying. So I get a very strong urge to cry whenever I sense a spiritual being is around.
It's strange, because they're going through your heart chakra. And when you work through the heart chakra, you see, that tells me that they show me you're up to the ninth dimension. Because a lot of people, we're on this 3D, we're on the third dimension. A lot of people talk about, oh, we have to go from the third to the fourth, and then we're in the fifth. No, there are hundreds of dimensions. I don't know where people just act like the fifth is it. Because they tell me you teeter from the seventh to the ninth. You struggle in the eighth, but you go to the seventh. You feel very comfortable in the seventh. You teeter in the eighth and the ninth. You feel like you're kind of out on a limb. You feel in the ninth dimension, you feel like you're walking on a tightrope without a safety net. And this is where we want to be, because you see, on those dimensions, we don't have to have a safety net. Do you know why? Because we know that we don't have to have money in our – well, money doesn't even exist on those dimensions. We created that to dumb ourselves down on this earth. But we don't have to have a safety net, because we know if we screw our life up, we just recreate it. We're manifestors of energy, you see. Me and you, we get it. We create our own world. We can manifest it. But on this earth, oh, my God, if I don't have enough money in my bank account, I'm screwed. I step into the fear mode. I feel like I have to have a safety net. So you're teetering from the seventh to the ninth. So we love that about you.
Well,
you
thank
work
you.
With
I
a,
don't want to take all your
guide.
Time. Oh, go ahead.
Can I just say one more thing? You work with a spirit guide who's blind, or was blind, but can see better than anyone with two eyes.
Wow.
They're teaching you. Some of your best epiphanies are going to be when you close your eyes or when you are in the darkness. That is when you are going to get some of your best messages and your best work, okay?
Well, more validation. What's funny is I have very, very bad eyesight. And so one of my close friends, he always says, I don't know how you can get around anywhere, or, you know, how you're not afraid because you can't see. And I tell him, I just base everything off of my feelings, you know, and I don't use a map. I don't use anything to get where I need to get to. I just feel my way around, and it always works out.
Don't fear the blindness. Don't fear the darkness. The further you go dark, the more you will be able to see.
That makes sense. Well, I'm totally going to follow you. I just always feel bad when there's other callers, and I don't want to take up all the time.
That's all right. We got time for another one.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in.
I appreciate this so much. Thank you for your insight.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a great night.
You too.
Bye. All right. We are going to the next caller, because why? Sherry is on a roll. That's right. Caller, area code 780. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
My name is Tracy. I'm calling from Alberta, Canada. And it snowed here today.
Okay. Hi, Tracy.
Hi there.
I'm scanning your energetic field here, and wow, you're very cautious of people, and for good reason. Because they show me a little tiny girl who you could read other people's energy by the way that they carried their body. And even by the way that they would move their eyes and look at you, you do pick up on energetic fields around you. Do you realize that? Because they tell me you've carried that into your adulthood.
Yes.
And this is why you have built up some sort of a fortress around you, because people have tripped you up, so to speak, and you've been knocked down at the knees several times. You've been knocked down, but they said, wow, look at you. You're really a strong individual, and they don't want – there's been times where you feel like your core has been shaken. Your whole upbringing. Oh, here we go, Irene. Thank you. The whole way that you've been brought up, you're starting to rethink things. Some of the things that you were taught as a child aren't making sense to you anymore. I don't know if you were brought up in a religious setting.
No.
But some of the
no.
things, yeah, then maybe you're switching up. But you're starting to, things are going to start to shift up for you. They keep showing me a Band-Aid on you. Just pull the Band-Aid off, they said. There's a hurt.
How do I pull the Band-Aid off?
What they're telling me, I feel a lot of hurt inside of you. Does this make
yes.
sense?
Yes.
And it's like you don't want to face it. You don't want to feel it because it hurts. And they said it's like going in school. You're not going to be able to skip grades. You're not even going to be able to get to the next grade unless you feel this pain. You
yeah.
don't want to feel it. You try to hurdle it. You can hurdle
yeah.
it, and it's cool. You can hurdle it. You can brush it under the rug, but it's going to come up again and again and again. And aren't you sick of it?
Yes, very.
So, yeah, you got to feel
you
want to
know
pain.
A secret? You want to know a secret?
Yeah.
I'm an energetic
mm-hmm.
healer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been working on for the past 5 years is myself.
Right. Because you know what? You can't help other people. And I don't want to say that you have to have yourself all figured out. Because I got to tell you, when I do a reading and I tell people something, that message I give other people is a message for me too. It's a dual message. That's what's
yeah.
happening for you. But you have soaked in a lot of other people's energy on top of yours and on top of your ancestral line. You are taking in a lot of your trauma, a lot of your pain through your ancestral line.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Yeah, that gives me guidance.
This is why it feels so heavy and so overwhelming. Because it's not all of yours.
Yeah.
It's
yeah, like
not
I said,
that
I've
they threw it on you. You contracted it.
I've been working on myself for 5 years, and I'm happier than I've ever been. But right now, we have money problems like you wouldn't believe.
Money is energy.
Yeah, and I don't have any.
Okay, let me stop you here. Money, money doesn't exist on the other planes, on the
yeah.
other dimensions. We created it to dumb us down. Money
yeah.
here on this earth plane is only energy. It's an energy exchange. There's a part of you that doesn't feel worthy. You need to go back to that part down through your timeline. They take me to when you were either 4 years old or in the fourth grade. Something
yeah.
happened to you. A fragment of you broke off your soul. You got to go back and do a soul retrieval.
Okay. Yeah.
It happened to you that you don't feel worthy. There seems to be a lot of darkness in the energetic field that I'm in.
Okay.
Okay? I think
yeah.
we don't have to explain it.
No.
We got to go back and get that little girl. We got to go back and get that soul, that little girl that's sitting there scared to death. Go back and
yeah.
get her and say, guess what? I'm you 30, 40, however old you are. I'm you 30 years in the future. I need you. Come with me. Everything's okay. You're going to be all right. Hold her hand. Grab her. Pull her back into your heart.
Yeah, okay. I know exactly what you're talking to. You're giving me really good guidance right now.
So go back and get her.
Yeah, and I will do a soul retrieval on myself again and make sure that there's nothing in.
Yeah, it comes in layers. You see, your spirit team, they ain't stupid. They know you can't handle it all at once. It's like an onion that peels. They give you a little bit layers at a time because that's the only way we can deal with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So go back and get her. Do you have a dog?
I have two.
One of your dogs, it's the oldest one that can't see good, will help you transmute some of this energy.
Okay.
Take the energy from your hands, throw it into your dog. Your dog will transmute it for you. You're not going to hurt the dog.
Okay.
He loves to serve. Okay?
Yeah. Do you see any messages for me from the other side? Or?
You know what? I would love to, but our show is getting ready to end in like 1 minute.
Okay.
So,
alrighty.
You can try calling into our next show if you can't. You know, we don't. It's random. We don't take first come, first serve. It's random.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to wait, you could always call and book a little mini read with me.
Yeah.
If not, just keep trying to call into each show. So.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sherry. You're wonderful.
You're welcome.
You nailed
Tracy,
it. Right. You nailed it right on the head. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a great
thank
night.
You.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. Like Sherry said, we are coming up to the close of the show. We want to thank everybody for joining us this Thursday night. Remember, you can join us next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, 6 Central here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And for all of those people that were listening live, remember, smash down on that favorite button, like it, and you'll get notifications 15 minutes prior to the show via email. So with that being said, Sherry, it was a great show.
Thanks, Greg. It was fun. Mm-hmm. We had two people out of the country. Yay, in Canada.
I know, right? That really doesn't ever happen. That's really weird. But
I've done only 5 shows out of the country, so that's fun. So
nice. Well, I mean, the cool thing is, I mean, we've got Nova Scotia listeners. We've had some listeners out of Germany. We've had some listeners in
Africa.
So all Australia. Worldwide. Right, Australia?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, all right, you guys, remember, if you can't get in on the call and you want a reading with Sherry, go to psychicsherry.org, SHARI.org, and we'll join you next Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Greg. Thanks for calling in, everybody.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here, right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.